Okay, Sunday morning here, Rabbi Yisai. Eric and Nita May, Women's Learning Division of Adash Yeshurin. Yes. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. So let us go. I'd like to ask everybody to please open up to Kedoshim, the first pasuk and the second pasuk in the Parsha. And thank you very much. I'd like to talk about something here in the Parsha here. Okay. Okay. Sounds like this.
Yedabra Hashem Amoshalem, Yedabra El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, V'yamarta Leim, Kedoshim Tiyuki, Kedosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Daber El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. What does that mean? Speak to all of the congregation of the children of Israel. How's that for English, right? Somebody said recently, I don't translate enough. Daber, speak to, I'm practicing now. Speak to all of the congregation of the children of Israel. Zok Rashi. Malameid, Shenemra Parsha Zu Bahakil. This Parsha was said Bahakil. What does Hakil mean?
It means gathering.
Gathering.
It means everybody together.
What does everybody mean?
Well, I read the Mefarish on it, so I can't really claim that I know this.
Well, you didn't read the Mefarish. You read one Mefarish. A lot of Mefarish on this Rashi, yeah?
I read the English, and it says that this was one of the Parshios that was read to all of the Israel at one time, instead of Moshe giving it over to Aaron, then giving it over
One second. Were the women there?
Hmm?
Were the women here?
I don't know. It didn't say.
Okay. Neisha Roiv Gufei Toira Tluyimba. It's a very difficult line also. Roiv, most of the Gufei Toira, most of the body of Torah is dependent upon this pasuk. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a favor. Turn back to Parshas Ki Sisa. Parshas Ki Sisa. There's a Rashi there that Mrs. Schreiber was alluding to, which is really a Gemara in Erevin. Parshas Kisisa, Lamed Bey, Lamed Dalet, Lamed Bey, all the way at the end of Kisisa, 34-32. What page?
14.
Okay, you got it. Here we go. Now, the end of Parshas Kisisa, there's a Parsha here about Moshe Rabbeinu going up to the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights again for the third time. And Moshe Rabbeinu came down, V'ya'aren v'chol b'nei Yisrael, it's Moshe v'nei Keren Arponov, right, Michelangelo, right, with the Koran or Pono, with the horns of light, for Yirum Yigesh Yisrael, v'yikra aleya Moshe, v'yeshuva elav Aaron, v'chol anasiyam ba'ido, Moshe v'inu kol, v'yikra aleya Moshe, v'yeshuva aleya Aaron, v'chol anasiyam ba'ido, v'yadaber Moshe aleyam. V'yachari Cain, and afterwards, nikshu kol b'nei Yisrael. Zok Rashi. Look at Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Beis. V'yachari Cain, and afterwards, nikshu kol b'nei Yisrael, all of Kal Yisrael came. After he taught to the Kainim, Chayzer Malavi, the Parsha also, Oyaloch al Yisrael. After he taught to the Kainim, he taught it to Kal Yisrael. Tana Rabban. Rashi quotes a Gemara in Erev. Tana Rabban. Ketzad Seder HaMishnah. How was the Torah taught? What an interesting concept. What happened? Moshe Hayaloi made Mipi Agvura. Moshe learned the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nichnas Aaron. Aaron came in. Where did he come? To Moshe's tent. Shana loy Moshe Pirko. Moshe taught him Pirko. Anybody want to translate that word Pirko? His prokim. You translate like me. Okay, very good. His prokim. Pirko is his prokim. Very good. My wife can tie it on you also. Pirko. What does Pirko mean? And he taught him his perik. His perik. What does it mean? His portion. Nistalik Aaron. Aaron left. And what does it mean he left? But Yashab lo yismol Moshe, he sat to the left of Moshe. It could mean until then he was sitting across from Moshe, like a Rebbe teaching a Talmud. And then after he learned it, he came and sat next to Moshe. Yashab lo yismol, he sat on Moshe's left. Nichtasu banav, Aaron's children came in, that's referring to Elazar and Isamar. Shonalem, Moshe Pirkon, Moshe taught them Pirkon, their perik. Nistalku, they left, interesting lashon, they left, meaning they finished learning. Stalku haim, Yashav Elazar liyamin Moshe, Elazar sat on the right, Yisamar was small, and Yisamar sat on the left. Seating, by the way, is a very big issue. I do not envy the person at the Agudah convention who used to be responsible to tell which Rosh Hashiva, which Rav, which Rebbe, where they should sit. How close do you sit to the speaker is a big issue. Now, we may think it's really, it's a bunch of covered mices and what. It's not true. You see from this Gemara right here, it's a big issue. Who sits to the left of the Gadol? Who sits to the right of the Gadol? As saw a picture of Lev Lachem having a sifa once a year. They must have had on their dais sechvesa 100 Rosh Yeshivas. Who sits on the first dais? Who sits on the second dais? Who sits on the third dais? Right. It's really kavod atayr. It's really a shaila. Who sits where they're supposed to sit? It's a very big thing. There's a Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael named Reb David Cohen. He's a Rosh Yeshiva in Chevron. He was catapulted to he's a young man, relatively speaking to all the other Rosh Yeshivas. He's still in his early 60s, and everybody else is in their, you know, late 70s, 80s, 90s. And he was catapulted by Reb Aaron Leib Steinman at a meeting with a bunch of Rabbonim and whoever speaking in front of a group of younger light and Bochrim. Reb Aaron Leib Steinman made him come and sit by the dais. It was to show that, you know, there's really a... So here it says, Yisatli Amin Moshe. V'yisamal Ismael. Aaron Nichnasu, excuse me, Ismael Aaron. Nichnasu Zakenim. Now the Zakenim came in. Who was the Zakenim? Doesn't say. How many Zakenim? Pasha 70. Doesn't say. Shadal and Moshe appear cut. Nistalku Zakenim, the Zakenim moved. Yashalat Sodom, and they sat on either side of Moshe. Who decided where they sat? Doesn't say. Nichnasu Kolom, then everybody else came in. Shana la Moshe, Moshe taught them pirka. Nimsa biyad kolom echad. Everybody learned it one time. Biyad is a kainim, they heard the shir twice. Days. Biyad b'nei Aaron shloisha, they heard it three times. Biyad Aaron abo, and Aaron heard it four times. Interesting concept. So I saw somebody ask, it really goes back to the Rishonim, the Ravid already asked the kasha. I saw somebody else that can, somewhat of a contemporary, he's no longer alive, somewhat of a contemporary person, definitely in comparison to the Ravid, who asks that what does our Rashi in Kedosha mean? And it's really, again, what Mr. Schreiber said here at the beginning of the shir, it's really kind of a contradiction. It says, Melamed Shenemra Parsha Zuba Hakel Neshiroiv Kufay Tartulim Bahakel, meaning that everybody heard it. So everybody heard everything. That's what it says in Kisisa. Everybody heard everything. You want to know what the pecking order of what the Seder was? It was Aaron first, and Aaron's sons, and Zakenim. By the way, I don't know. I just see in my notes here. I did not look it up. What happened to Yeshua? Where was Yeshua? Very interesting question. Where was Yeshua here in this parsha? Okay, but after all that is said and done, what's the teretz? What's going on?
Maybe it wasn't the same thing.
What do you mean? Wasn't the same thing?
Two different stories, two different things.
So some want to say. This is you know what a maturgaman is?
Yes, someone who
interprets. An interpreter. One of my many jobs in life is sometimes I interpret what my mother-in-law is saying. She's very teeth and she's modest and she doesn't like to say everything. So I'm being mafarish what she means right now. And that is that it could be, somebody says this. This Rashi is spoken about by everybody, but the Stira is not spoken about by too many people. I found people asking the Stira. So, some say that when Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to Aaron, it was on a completely different level. Different level. He taught him with different amkus, and the Bnei Aaron were also on a different, and the Zakenim were different, and the Hamoinam was different, and here in Kedoshim was all the same. It was all the same. That's what some want to say. And then I saw somebody else bring down to the Zohar, that the Zohar says that at this occasion there was incredible simcha. It generated simcha. Somebody says, well, you know, he doesn't really explain it. He says, well, you know, that was perhaps the difference, but what does that mean? I want to give you an example, okay? This example applies to probably nobody in this room except for me. I want to give you an example. Example is like this. I was zeicha. I consider it a schus. I really consider it a schus. I was zeicha for 10 years. Nine to 10 years. To be in a basketball team in the Catskill Mountains. Okay, now, for those people who are not New Yorkers, there's something called the Catskills. Mm-hmm. Now, for people who come from Denver and they go to the Catskill Mountains, they laugh that you call this mountains. This is a bunch of hills. There's no mountains. Mountains are in Denver. This is a joke. But Lemaisa, as Ramesha writes in his tshuva, the country, right? It was called going to the country. Why it's called the country, I'm not sure. Well, because in comparison to the city, well, it's called the Catskill Mountain. So I was actually in a basketball team for 10 years, Baruch Hashem. Now, you probably don't know what this means either, but growing up in Boston, there was something called, this is Johnny Most, high above courtside, 13909. You have no idea what I'm talking about. I didn't think you did. That's referring to the Boston Celtics. The announcer for the Boston Celtics was Johnny Most, who was a Jewish person. As a matter of fact, the coach for the Boston Celtics was also a Jew. His name was Red Auerbach. He was the best coach in the history of the world. Okay, so Johnny Most 13909 meant that Johnny Most would announce at the beginning high above courtside, which means he was perched high above courtside to watch the game and to announce it. 13909 was full capacity in the Boston Garden. So what's going on here? I'll tell you like this. When you have a basketball game, 5-on-5, and you're playing to kill, which is what yeshiva guys do, you know what I mean? Everybody, all men do this, b'chlal, otherwise there's no purpose in playing. So if you play 5-on-5 and 10 guys are watching the game, okay, so you're playing a game and 10 guys are watching the game. You have to understand something. Being on a basketball team in the mountains was like the closest thing to being in the NBA. It was like, you know, it's not shayach, you know, to be in a basketball team. So you're playing in front of 10 guys. Okay, you're playing a game, you know, and these would be extracurricular activities. The camps would play. Camps was a big tumult. But sometimes camps would play camps. It would be like an official event. It wasn't done after all the activities. It was done and 500 people were there. Or maybe 1,000 people were there, 400 campers from one camp, and whatever, 500 people are there. You know what happens when you play basketball in front of 500 people? I can't tell you how it works physically, but I can tell you how it works emotionally. There's energy in the room. The room is charged. It's charged. It's like somebody getting up to speak in front of a room. You know, there are 20 people there, you know, in a room that seats 200. Or somebody gets up to speak in a room of 200, and there are 400 people hanging from the rafters. There's a different energy. Different energy. I'm not even telling you necessarily what the energy means, but I can tell you that the energy as a speaker or as a player, it raises the person's level of awareness. The person who's playing the basketball game or the person who's speaking is doing it in a different, it's a different level. Maybe adrenaline would be a good term. I told you this, my mother-in-law again. You know, adrenaline. You know, adrenaline is a good word. Adrenaline. So here, let me tell you like this now. I'm wondering that the Torah Kedoshim, Parshas Kedoshim, starts off and says, Daber El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, to which Chazal, Rashi quotes, that this is Hakel. Roy Gufay Torah Tulimba. I Lomaisa Pashas Kisisa also, everybody got it? It's different when everybody is called. That's why I asked you before about women. It's very possible that it means over here, not only did all the men get to hear what Moshe Rabbeinu said, which they did in Pashas Kisisa, it could be that everybody came into the room simultaneously and everybody saw Aaron sitting next to Moshe. Or maybe Aaron was sitting in the front row opposite Moshe. I don't know how he was sitting. And there was Elazar Yisoma, and there was Yeshua, and there were all the Zakenim, and everybody's in together. Now Moshe's going to deliver his speech, so to speak, or teach Torah for the first time. And it could be that all the women were there also, and all the children. It was a certain level of energy which could not be matched. It was a certain level of adrenaline that even Moshe Rabbeinu possessed at that moment, because it was a different gathering. It was Hakil. Was all of Klal Yisrael together. All of Klal Yisrael together. So therefore, the fact that the information was disseminated, as it says in Parshas Kisisa, that's true. That's no question. But the way it was disseminated in Parshas Kedoshim made it different. So now, I'd like to say something. I don't think any... I don't think anybody was, I don't know if anybody was at the 820 to 725 Minyanim yesterday. I don't think so. Some of you may have been at Pirkei Avos though. Okay, so, last night I went to Malava Malka. And so, I would like to add something here, which I think is extremely important, then maybe put them all together. Yesterday, I took out a Korkadansia. I don't know if the new door is even going to know what a Korkadansia is, because everybody just uses computers for everything. But as I said to the, you know, you can't use a computer on Shabbos. At least not yet, anyways, right? You can't use a computer on Shabbos. So I had this feeling, which really was credit to Rabbi Eichenstein, as I said, I had this feeling that the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem appear in a unusual amount, an inordinate amount in Parshas Kedoshim and Parshas Achrimois. In Parshas Achrimois. The last three words in Parshas Achrimois are Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Interesting. Now, turn, if you don't mind. Go back to Achrimois, one or two pages back from where you are. Yud Ches, Pasuk Aleph. You got it? Tell me when you got it. Okay. Yud Ches Pasuk Aleph. Okay, Rabbi, so let's go. We're going to read some words now rather quickly. Yud Ches Pasuk Aleph. Yidav Hashem Moshe Leimu. Dabrel B'nei Yisrael. Yomar Taleim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What? Don't act like the Egyptians. Pasuk Hey. Shmartam Eschul Koisai. Be careful. I'm sorry. I skipped. Pasuk Dalad. Es Mishpatai Tasu. Do my Mishpatam Eschul Koisai. Dishmol Echulbem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Pasuk Hey. Ani Hashem. Pasuk Vav ends with Ani Hashem. And then go to Pasuk Chaf Aleph. If you know why certain ones say it, certain ones don't. Pasuk Chaf Aleph ends with Ani Hashem. And then finally, Pasuk Lamed, which is the end of Achrimois, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Yisham Elokeichem. Now turn to Kedoshim. Okay, second Pasuk in Kedoshim, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ishima Vavitiro, people should respect their parents. Pasuk Gimel ends off Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Altifta Lilan, don't get involved in idolatry. Pasuk Dalet ends off with Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Pasuk Yud, V'char Mechol Sa'ilo, Perkar Mechol Sa'lake, Lodav Egir Tazel Oysam, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Huh? What's it? Yud Beis ends off with Ani Hashem, stealing money. Yud Dalet, Life Nehivu L'Sitha Mikshol, Ani Hashem. Pasuk Tes Zayin, L'Selach Rochel Bamecha, Samad Amarecha, Ani Hashem. Then we go into further in the Pasuk Chofei, Sharach Hamishas Techlis Pirio, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Pasuk Chofes, Ani Hashem, Pasuk Lamed, Ani Hashem, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Ani Hashem. Okay, you get the drift already. Everybody's like, I went through the Crooked Anshia to look how many times it says Ani Hashem in the Torah, look how many times it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem in the Torah. Now, in the whole Torah, the majority of times it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Achrei Mois and Kedoshim. In the whole Torah, the majority of times it says Ani Hashem, Achrei Mois and Kedoshim. So Manishtana, what's going on here? What's going on here? Manishtana. So I'm sorry, but I think it just bears a little repetition here, especially after learning the Rashi of Aaron Akrain hearing something four times. Excuse me. Bracious, the entire Chumash Bracious, stories of Klal Yisrael. Shmai Sveirabai B'Shalach is the stories of Yitzias, Yeridus Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yabzuf. Yisrael, Aseres Adibris. Chuma Tetzava, I'm leaving out Mishpatim. Chuma Tetzava is the Mishkan. Kisisa is the eagle. V'yachal B'kudei is the Mishkan. V'yikra is Kabonis for the Mishkan and for the Beis HaMikdash. Tzav is Kabonis. Shmini, excuse me, Shmini is how we broke in the chinuch of the Mishkan. Then we have Tazriya Mitzayra, Tumah V'Tayra. And then we start off at Achrei Mois, is Moshe Rabbeinu telling the halachas of the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh Kodashim. And then we finally come to the end of Achrei Mois, and we get down to halachas that have nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, and have nothing to do with the Mishkan, and nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And the halacha is of Arayis, and then Kedoshim is the parsha that has almost the most mitzvahs of any parsha in the Torah. All types of mitzvahs. And I wanted to say, I said it yesterday, that Ani Hashem and Ani Hashem Lekechem is an answer for the following story. That a younger man, if you want to call him that, a person learning in Kollel, a person who works for a Kollel, was in Jewel on Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. A full man walked over to him and said to him in an upbeat mood, he said, "Are you excited that it's almost Shabbos?" And before the person had a chance to respond, this balabos said to this younger man, "I'm excited that it's going to be Shabbos. You really experience Shabbos all week. You go to Beis Medrash, you learn all day, you're involved in Beis Medrash, you're in a shul. Me, I'm in my office. My office has no shaychus to Shabbos. My office has a different environment, b'chlal. And if I'm excited about Shabbos. Okay? So I didn't meet this person. I was not there for the conversation. I heard the story over from the younger man. But I want to tell you what I'd like to say. And I think it's such an important concept. You, Mr. Balabas, are a wonderful Jew when you're excited about Shabbos, but you're making one mistake. Zokta Torah, ani Hashem Elokeichem, in the office. This is not in the Beis HaMikdash. This is not in the Mishkan. This is not even in Eretz Yisrael. Proper ethical, what we would call proper ethical behavior. Honesty in business. No cheating. And I'll say something else, which is difficult to say. Proper interaction with the opposite gender is ani Hashem Elokeichem. So now I'm wondering like this. Avadin Parshas Ki Sisa, this ani Hashem Elokeichem. And Avadin Parshas Ki Sisa, all the Klai Yisrael heard the halachas. Kedoshim starts off in a different realm. I need everybody here together to tell everybody that if you're in Koilol, if you're in yeshiva, if you're in seminary, or if you're in work, and you're in an office, it's all the same. It's ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's the message. Kisisa doesn't say that. Kisisa is talking about halachas. Halachas, it was a different shir, maybe there are different levels. So besides the energy of everybody being together, the physical energy, the spiritual energy is that it's ani Hashem Elokeichem for everybody together, no matter what role you have. And no matter what country you'll be living in. You can be living in Alaska, Australia, South America, South Africa, or Eretz Yisrael. You could be living in the old city. You could look out your dining room window for those few people who are zeicha to do that. Look out your dining room window and see the kaisel. Everybody's the same. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So you, I, all of us should be zeicha to be able to make sure that that's how we live our lives. It's not easy. It's not easy to live our lives that way. Not easy. Guy calls up and wants to, you know, a $2 million business deal. I need a heteriska. The guy has no time for a heteriska. He doesn't want to talk heteriska with you. Guy said, I got a $4 million business deal. What's with Shabbos? There's no Shabbos. You know, you just need your I need your website open. You understand what I mean? The slippery slope can go this way, the slippery slope can go that way, where should I be, and how late do I have to work on Friday afternoons? We know all the shaykhs. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I thank you all very much. Please give me a bracha. I know you gave me before. Give me a bracha. I should be asleep. I'm going to Detroit today. Okay? Sacharabo, amen. We'll see everybody next week. Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Tuesday night, we're going to have the Shira Novi as well. Kol Tov, Rabbi Yisai. Next Sunday is the dinner, but that will not affect our shurim. Okay.
We still have our party for
Tuesday. No, not forgetting about anything.